Welcome to the Something New Virtual Summit, brought today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to talk to you today. I'm Tanya Hoffman, and I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. I started it in January of 2013 because I realized that speakers really, you know, it's really kind of just any small business owner, really. How are you going to get your message out there? If no one's ever heard of you, no one's ever heard of your product or your service or your presentations, you know, what you want to talk about, how are they going to book you? How are they going to buy something from you? You know, this is the kind of the universal issue that most people have in just any kind of business. And speaking is just really a marketing tool for businesses. But what I wanted to talk to you today about is a new way to utilize your social media for sales. Because what we often do in business, especially for women, but I think guys do it too, but especially for women, we have a tendency to try to do everything ourselves. All right, let's just soak that in. Because when you start really looking at how do you get your voice out there, how do you get your message out there, how do you get your product or service, how do you find strangers and turn them into clients? Because if you're like most people are in business, they launch a business and then pretty much immediately they go through their families and friends. You know, they don't have a large enough email list, social media connections. And so pretty quick, they're like, how do I find, you know, people to speak to? How do I create sales and movement for me and my business? And you can, I mean, networking is one of the fabulous ways, right? And it's a great way to kind of start moving yourself into a new direction is to attend different groups. And what's so great about nowadays is there's so many to choose from. I mean, whatever your niche is, there's a group for you. Now, in 2005, I joined 52 networking groups. It's got, every time I say that, I'm like, it's so ridiculous. But it's true because I thought more meant better. And then one day I was exhausted, as you can imagine. And I wrote them all out, which ones I was going to. And that's how I knew I was doing 52 because I started counting them up. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I started going, well, I don't even like these people. These people have never given me a referral, you know, whatever. So I started just going down the list. So this is something you need to do, because not just if you're just networking, but this is something you kind of need to do with JV partners, people that you're connected to. Who do you like hanging with, right? Because I have to say, just like Kay was talking about, you know, having this energy, it really is about bringing in a lot of same energy to you. Because if you're always hanging around people that don't fit you, they're going to attract people who don't fit you too. Okay. So this is what happens a lot on social media, is you're doing other people's posts, meaning you see something that someone's doing and you go do that, which has nothing to do with you and your amazingness, right? Who you are. And this goes with your website, your marketing, your emails, everything. Is we get stuck in trying to project a persona that is somebody else. And I know how that works because that's the way I used to do it. So everything I ever tell you about is from a personal experience. Now, once you kind of hone in on who you are, now you can specifically utilize social media and everything else that you're doing. So I want you to start thinking about it and ask, you know, if you've got a spouse, a friend, a mommy, you got someone to ask, ask them, what word do you use a lot of? You know, especially like an adjective. Like for me, I use the words fabulous, yippee, right? So I use a lot of those kind of words a lot. And so I've kind of been known for that opportunity, right? So when you start looking at all of the things that you do, of course, my phone's going off. You really have to take in account how important it is to be identified with something. Now, it may not be a word, but a color. There are some colors that I see the color and I think of a particular person because that's what they always wear. Okay. So if you're trying to do something with, you know, say your website, social media, and you have a particular color that you're always wearing, use that color and use it a lot, right? Use it over and over and over again. Put it on your website, on all your posts. You know, if you're wearing the colors, you know, your headshots in that color, everything you do is in that color. Same thing if you use a particular word. Everything that you do has that word in it. I'm rebranding a lot of my stuff because I realized I wasn't taking my own advice. Have you ever done that? So, you know, like for the Public Speakers Conference, I was just working on the website and I had collaboration awards, Collaborator of the Year awards, and I just turned it into Fabulous Speaker Awards. Why? Because I use fabulous all the time. So, a lot of times we get distracted because we're always trying to make something special for that particular moment instead of realizing that we already have everything that we need. We just need to emphasize it more, emphasize one area. You know, I emphasize my hair a lot because, you know, I've got a lot of it. So, you know, a lot of things are making fun of it or using it or whatever. You know, so you have to really decide what kind of personality you have. And then the other part is what kind of client are you trying to attract? Now, if there's a mismatch there and the people you're trying to attract really aren't your people, then it won't ever happen. For example, there was a fabulous woman I knew that was a massage therapist. And she was probably one of the best massage therapists I've ever been to. And one day she kind of hurt her back. So she needed to do something else, which was very disappointing to me. And she decided she was going to go in and become a realtor. And suddenly she thought that she could go and just start talking to millionaires. Now, it would have been fine if millionaires were her clientele, but they weren't. And she had never been in a, you know, country club or in a group that had those kind of people in it. So she was trying to figure out how to get connected to them. But the problem was, is that she was still dressing and sounding like a massage therapist. Right? She was very kind of woo-woo, so she wore a lot of purple and flowy things. And so I just kind of mentioned it to her one day that, you know, she didn't, the clientele she was going after, why wasn't she going after the people that already love her and, you know, are ready to do business with her now, instead of trying to go after a group that she didn't even know how to talk to. She didn't even have the same interest with. So, you know, of course she went out of business because she kept trying to do something that didn't really fit her. And this is what I think has a problem in social media, in our websites. You know, my husband and I do a lot of websites for people, and that's usually the problem. You know, if you go to even TanyaHoffman.com, right? Tanya with an O, Hoffman with one F, like Frank, two N's, like Nancy.com. And it's about to change. I change my websites at least once a year. I rebrand everything. I just did a whole set of new headshots because I went straight hair. So I had to rebrand, but I do new pictures every year anyways. You have to refresh things so that you look like you're doing something, like you're still in business, like you're fresh and new. People like fresh and new, right? How many times has Coca-Cola rebranded themselves? My goodness. Okay. So when you look at social media, one of the problems that people have is not working in unison with someone with the same group, all right? So if I, so say if my clientele is speakers, right? People who are speakers is a good, you know, target market for me. I own the Public Speaker Association. It makes sense, right? So they have already in their database, you know, in their social media realm, people who are interested in speaking because they may be teaching people how to speak. So it makes, it's a very smart union if I go and I help that person. And vice versa. Now this is the whole kicker, is it's gotta be equalization. It can't just be you doing all the work. You have to ask, because I know some of you, you're gonna do all this for everybody else, but you're not gonna do it for yourself. So you've gotta take the moment and ask for their help. That's your new goal in life. So you find somebody and then you both go into how are we going to help each other, right? So like I just put together this whole program to help people with their whole social media, email marketing so they can get more opt-ins to their email newsletters and get more people on social media. It's smart because I've got 50,000 people in my social media realm. Okay. I send 85,000 emails out a month. So if you don't know me, why not? You know, so a lot of it is about exposure. So say if, because the next virtual summit is October 19th, okay? And that one's the theme, we always have a different theme. It's Wednesday the 19th and it's fall, dot, dot, dot. So it could be fall in love or, you know, fall, don't fall off the cliff or whatever, you know, I mean, whatever. So we have a different theme. So I send out, and you may have even seen this and that might be why you're here, a post on social media saying, you know, oh, go watch Kay Smith at 3:30. She's going to be talking about how to, you know, how problems are often caused by avoiding the pull of your energy or something, right? So it helps because I push her information out to all my people. Now, is there an immediate, who is this person? Not usually. And this is the kicker, is it takes time. People see somebody, they see somebody. And it is also how you react to that post. So if Kay was smart, and I know she is, but she would go to that post on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, right? And find it that I posted, which is easy to do. You just find someone's profile and you see what they posted last. And comment. Now the comment isn't thanks, right? It's got your personality in it. So if someone was promoting me speaking at their teleconference, I would go in and say, yippee, I had a blast. It was so great. I hope to connect with everybody. Because I want to show who I am in a little teeny tiny statement. And it's not that hard. I know some of you are going, But it's not, once you start doing it and you start getting your voice, you have to find your voice. And I know how hard it is because it took me forever. But once I found it, everything started exploding. Everything was like on fire after that, right? My business, you know, popularity, the amount of people that was following me on social media, people that were opting into my newsletter. I mean, just it all created movement. So when you really take in effect that you can really change people's lives by just getting them to know you, make sure they're getting to know you and not someone you're pretending to be. Now, another thing you can do with social media is, say, Kay and I, we work out a pack, and say my friend Wendy Darling. So Wendy's my new client with this promotion package, right? So what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be talking about her on my social media. So third-party validation is everything. When someone says, you need to know Tanya, or I say, oh my gosh, you need to know Kay Smith, people are going to click on her picture and go find out who she is and probably follow her. If I said, oh my gosh, Kay's energy dressing that she does for image consulting is the best I've ever seen, do you think that sounds better than her saying, I do energy dressing, I've got the next workshop coming up on da 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 da, right? So you want other people talking about you. So the best way to do that is to ask somebody to do it for you. And you have to do it for them too. One of the things I want to warn you about is don't discount the people with small lists. And I know some of y'all are going, yay, because you're like, I have 50 people on Facebook. But it's true, because the small list is usually very powerful, because that small list is usually their friends and family and very close acquaintances, people they network with, people that they know. When it starts to get to be, you know, over 500, it starts to get into people that they don't know, that are just following them, right? They're just kind of interested in who they are. They might have liked a comment that they said or whatever. So don't discount those small lists, because those are very powerful. So if, you know, Susie, you know, talked about me and said, oh my gosh, Tanya's, you know, she's been helping me with promoting my business and selling my product and service, and I can't believe how many email subscribers I have, or whatever, right? Whatever she, it's like a little testimonial. Then do you think there's going to be people that like, well, hello, who is Tanya? And same back forth, I would say something about Susie. Now, what you would want to do is when anyone, you know, says something about you, obviously you want to make sure that pulls up in your timeline. So you do approve your timeline, make sure you have all your settings right. And you want to make sure it has impact for your tribe. Okay. So you're going to post it up onto your page, right? By putting it onto your timeline, you're approving it. And then you're going to say something fabulous. Not aw shucks, or, you know, but oh my gosh, that is so sweet. I love working with you. I'm so excited about your program, or, you know, I mean, you give some kudos back to the person. It's like a, you know, a whole collaborative function that's happening. Things that really make a huge difference in people's lives and businesses. Now, if you pick, again, the wrong person to do this with, now you start going down a rabbit hole. So you do have to kind of vet the people when you talk to them and always ask them. So who's usually on, you know, social media? Who's following you? What kind of people are they? What kind of clients do you have? Who do you usually attract? You know, those kind of things. That's what I usually ask, you know, my clients and people that I'm trying to get to know. Because if they're trying to attract a group that I have no database for, it's kind of an empty comment. And then they're going to be, you know, connected to people that may not be a good target for them. So just make sure that you're picking strategic people. Now, how do you meet somebody incredibly fabulous that has the perfect target market? Well, you can find out if someone knows them. So if you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I just saw Tanya say something about Susie, or say you want to really get to know Kay. So you're like, oh my gosh, Tanya obviously knows Kay. Maybe I'll ask her to do an email introduction or a Facebook, you know, message to each other. It's super easy nowadays, even the text, right? So it's not hard to connect people. If you want to reach out to people yourself, that's not hard either, but you don't want it to fall on deaf ears. So when you reach out to somebody, you're going to just simply kind of let them know right up front why you're there. Now, if you're a gentleman talking to ladies, do not tell us that we're beautiful and you want to get to know us. Okay. That's called a block button. It's pretty simple as that. All right. What you say to anybody is, I would love to get to know you. I see that you're in this arena, you know, say the speaking arena or the, you know, promotion arena or whatever it is, right? And I would love to connect with you and find out more about your business. Now, if you tell someone that you're interested in their business, most likely they'll want to talk. You know, a lot of times I'll reach out to people who are putting on an event and say, oh my gosh, I see you're putting on an event. I would love to help you promote it. And I didn't say, I would love to speak at it. This is my speaker sheet. This, you want my, you know, sizzle reel. I mean, stop trying to sell when you don't even know them yet, because you may not even like them. And then you'll be stuck in, you know, possibly getting a speaking spot on someone that you don't even like. So get to know people first. And stop being transactional and start being relationship building. Now, you know, we all are a little transactional sometimes, you know, sometimes we have to push out a program, you know, like I pushed out my promotions program the other day and I got a lot of results because I don't do that all the time. Now, the only thing they ever see from me on social media or on my emails is buy, 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 buy. You start getting them not opening it, not clicking on it, not finding out anything else. Okay. So I hope that gives you some insight. I would love to talk to you about how to help you market and even sell your product or service. If you're an author and have a book, hello, I can connect you, right? Especially if you need to get on radio shows and in magazines and stuff. I've been on the cover of 5 or 6 magazines. I've lost count. I can't even count how many radio shows I've been on. If you have a coaching package that you're trying to sell, if you've got a product or a service that you've been trying to figure out how to get out there, or maybe you just need help driving more people into your social media, because it is a numbers game a lot of times. So the more people who know you, probably the better you'll do, right? It may be about getting people to opt into your newsletter. Whatever it is, I would love to help you. So for me to help you, let's have a talk. Let's chat. My phone number, I'm gonna give you my phone number, okay? It's 512-456-7163. 512-456-7163. Or you can email me anytime at Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, at Public Speakers with an S, Association, all spelled out, .com. Perfect. All righty. Thank you so much for being on today.